Dr. James Panowski with the Forrest Roberts Theater. Well, actually, we were threatening to do this last week, but last week, of course, was a very busy week for you. All culminating in a fantastic reception in your honor Friday night at the Upfront and Company that I had a chance to attend. April and I were there, and it was incredible to see how many people from the 30 some years that you've been doing this at Northern come out to say thank you and wish you well. And how, I mean, I know you were probably expecting something, but it must have surpassed even what you were going
for. God. You know, I meant that. I was totally overwhelmed. We had kids coming in from L.A. You finally found out where Katie Harrington was. But Katie and Pat Julian and New Jersey and Florida and Vegas and all points in between. And it was amazing. And it was kind of neat. We also had some of our kids, our current students there, for them to see the spectrum. And our kids today are pretty tame compared to the ones that went through earlier, but they were still good kids, very talented and hard workers. And to see that kind of mix, you know, is just very gratifying.
It was interesting to have the opportunity to see a lot of the you know, now they're professionals, they're actors, they're whatnot out there that were students at one time at Northern. Come back, and it seemed like the general statement that was to thank you for not teaching them how to act or to be in a performance, but it seemed like what they really seemed to indicate was what stuck with them was you sort of gave them a direction, gave them more than just the technique on how to do this and how to use it into general life skills. Was that always kind of your plan, or did that sort of just evolve and it's been one of those things?
Well, Walt, I think that's just the way I operate. And, you know, I know when to push, I know when to hug, I know when to kick in the ass, and I know when to step aside and let them go. And I was able to do all of that in the final production of The Tempest this year, which was kind of neat. But no, I think that's something that is me, and
I'm sure there was ample opportunity to do all those things at the reception, too.
Oh, yes.
It boils right down to it. What, I don't want to overgeneralize this or make this too big of a question here, but is there something you're most proud of when you look back on these years and these students? Is there one thing, or is it just too many things to name?
Oh, Mark, it's just too many things to name. You know, it's like, who do you like better, Charlie Brown, your mother or your father?
Right.
And, you know, my question, well, do you have a favorite play? And the favorite play is always the one I'm working on. I think one that I will fondly remember, our very first Playwriting Award winner, Peg Carrot, Spirit of Happy Hollow. And she came out and did the show. It was set in a nursing home, and the leading character's name was Clara Smith, I believe. And she went back to the West Coast, and the next thing I knew, her play was published, and it gave Northern Michigan University credit, and she signed it, and she had changed the leading character's name to Clara Panowski. And I thought that was one of the, you know, the sweetest things anybody could have done.
You know, you had 30-some years of it to look back on, and now you say, well, here we are. And
now, so what's the next step there, Dr. Emeritus?
Well, one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
First of all, I am going to clean out my apartment. 32 years, one of the principles you learn, the more space you have, the more space you tend to occupy. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm never say never. I might do some acting. I might do some directing. But I'm not going to feel I have to do anything. And I think that's good.